You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. As always, joined by Cubs beat writer Kerry Muscat. We had some beautiful July 4th weather here in Chicago. Did you get to enjoy the weekend at all, Kerry?
Well, I was at the ballpark, so I guess, yeah, it was. It's always fun to be at Wrigley when the place is packed and the weather's good and the Cubs win. It's always makes my work life a little more interesting.
How about the fireworks at Wrigley Field? How interesting was that to see?
To be perfectly honest, I didn't see them because if you consider the timing, the fireworks went off as we were all going downstairs to get to Madden and talk to the starting pitcher, so we never saw them. But in talking to the ushers and the people that did see them and everyone else, they said they were really, really well done. And I'm hoping they do it again sometime soon and don't have to wait for the holiday.
Yeah. Next time, ask for the day off so you can watch them.
Yeah.
Hey, I just looking at this Cubs team, we are getting to the statistical midpoint of the season, and in the first year of Joe Madden, the Cubs are on pace to win 89 games and would be a wild card team as we speak. When you look back at the first half of the season, Kerry, what would you point to as the best development that's allowed this team to go from being a way up the track also ran to all of a sudden a team that has a reason to take itself seriously?
Well, the pitching has been really good. Jake Arrieta has really emerged and done well, and Kyle Hendricks has had a couple good starts and finally getting back on track. Jason Hamill also has just been really solid. And I don't think I ever would have thought that they would be doing this well without John Lester contributing more. Not that he hasn't contributed, but contributing more. I think that's kind of the biggest surprise for me in the first half.
Yeah, it's certainly been a strong, deep, with the exception, still working to get that fifth starter, but we're going to get to Clayton Richard in a minute. Before we get there, when you look at where the Cubs are at this point, is there an area that you point to that would say maybe they can be a 90-plus win team if they can do this better in the second half?
Well, a lot of it's going to depend just on the kids. You know, it's going to depend on how Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and Jorge Soler make adjustments as they go into the second half of the season. Russell's been in a little bit of a funk recently. Soler just came back off of the disabled list, and Bryant has been a little streaky. Although I really can't complain too much with him hitting .279, so I don't think that's horrible. But Russell's really struggled a little bit. What Madden tells us is that he likes the second baseman's mechanics at the plate. He's just not been able to come through with some hits, and he's in a little bit of a funk. So we'll see. I really think how they go is going to depend on the kids, and they have to and fans just have to be prepared that it's going to be a lot of ups and downs with these guys as they learn big league pitching and as big league pitching learns about them too.
Well, as we're talking, the Cubs have continued to scuffle to score runs. They scored two or less in 10 of the last 12 games, but somehow gone 6-6, including a 5-1 run since Joe Madden had that magician visit the clubhouse in New York. To me, bigger than the magician would be getting Jorge Soler back in the lineup, which the Cubs did over the weekend. How big of a factor do you think Soler can be in getting the run production turned around and just in general for the second half? This is a guy that in Arizona, you know, people would have thought would stack up with Bryant statistically and maybe with Rizzo in terms of run production. I know that's a lot to put on a rookie's shoulders. But based on how he hit in 2014, you know, it seems like he's almost become a guy that could be a secret weapon or almost like you get a guy off injury and it's like going and making a big trade.
Well, he could be, but it depends again on whether or not he can, how he handles the pitching. I mean, he did do well in May. He had .288 before he was hurt. Then he had the sprained ankle. They felt that the time off may have helped him because it gave him some time to work on his hitting a little bit, work with the hitting coaches, do a lot of one-on-one stuff, get stronger with his legs, which has been kind of an ongoing problem. So I he could be a great pickup. It could be like getting a big bat there. Madden likes the fact that he lengthens the lineup out. When you put Soler and Rizzo and Bryant in there in whatever combination he does, it could be really powerful. Again, it just depends on, can he stop the strikeouts? Can he make more contact? And I know that he's working hard. It's just a matter of, he's inexperienced, and that inexperience just kind of keeps holding him back.
Well, the one area that's been a bit of a revolving door for the Cubs has been that fifth starter spot, and they four guys had done it with an ERA of almost 8 before they opened the door to Clayton Richard on July 4th, a guy they picked up from the Pirates because the Pirates didn't have room for him in the big league rotation, usually opt-out clause. Is there any reason to really temper the excitement about Clayton Richard, given, he threw 6 1/3, gave up 2 runs, but just looked so solid doing it on Saturday night? Is there a feeling like maybe the Cubs have answered that, or is it still like let's wait and see how he does over a few weeks or a month before we anoint him as a regular part of the rotation?
Well, I know Theo Epstein has talked a lot leading up to the trade deadline about how they may not make like a huge splash, but maybe acquire players more like a Clayton Richard. And this might be actually this might be the secret weapon in terms of their pitching, who could come in and help. A really solid pitcher. The good thing for him is that he's healthy. He's had 2 surgeries on his shoulder. The most recent one was in July 2013, and he hadn't pitched in the big league since June of 2013. Miguel Montero was saying the other day that he hated to face Richard, just hated to face him because he has a really heavy sinker, and he could be a really good fit for Wrigley Field here. So it might be that he's kind of the secret weapon. The Cubs really need some depth in their starting pitching. Watt has been hurt. I think they were counting a lot on some of the kids like Eric Jokic and Dallas Buehler. Those two have been hurt, and they're kind of coming back in the minors. Justin Turner is pretty much out for the year, so he's not a factor. They thought they had enough depth, and they don't. So I think Richard might be a real nice surprise here. I'm not sure he'll get another start before the All-Star break because they have an off day in the week before the break. I think they're still kind of sorting out the rotation a little bit, but it'll be interesting to see where he fits in. I know, with his days with the Padres, I know Jed Hoyer knows him well, and he was pretty excited about the guy. It's just what's really cool is if you see a player who thought that he might be out of the game, might have been done, and to see him have such a great outing on Saturday, and he even said that coming off the field to the ovation that he got, he's never gotten that before. So it's just a really good story. It's just a really good story.
One last question. Any updates on the mysterious Rafael Soriano? And do you think Joe Madden could continue to go, the rest of the season, really, kind of balancing and juggling the arms in the bullpen? Or do you think there's a need to identify a closer again? And whether it's Rafael Soriano, name Mott the closer, or just kind of keep doing what they're doing.
If I thought that any of these guys had egos, I would say yes, he needs to pick one. But this might be the most ego-less bullpen I've ever seen. There's no, Hector Rondon is is still, he's just really happy with a good outing. He doesn't need the save to justify it. Mott is happy contributing any way that he can. Strope, you could bring him in the sixth inning in a key moment, or you could bring him in the ninth inning, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just really actually fun to watch. Soriano, apparently his arrival was delayed because of paperwork and his visa. That has been clarified, and he should be going to the Cubs complex in Mesa very soon. And then the plan was to have him pitch at the AA level and then the AAA level just to kind of get in some game action and then move up. Madden has been joking that Soriano was facing some of his uncles and cousins down in the Dominican to get ready. I think he might need a little fiercer competition. But he's not projected as the closer. I can see Madden just going with this, I hate to say closer by committee because it's not really that. It's just whoever he feels is the right guy at that time, and that's what he's going with. So it could go this way the rest of the season. Like I say, there's no egos here, and the guys seem pretty cool with it.
Yeah, it's working very well, and Neil Ramirez also working back into it as well. Kerry, thank you very much. For Kerry Muscat, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.